fill in an address. So I guess I have to go talk to the office, and I talked to some jackass that I was talking to, and they says, they have nothing to do with the post office. And they have a paper in there, so I guess I'll have to call the Lincoln post office, get that cleared up.
Thank you for
I'm not going to get mail anymore.
My name is Alexis.
Yes, I'm Andrea Wood calling, and I need my car towed down to mine if it's on Hillfield Road.
Okay.
I live on Hillfield Road. It's just down the street from me. It's a mile away from where I live.
Okay, can I start off with your first name and the spelling?
Andrea.
You say
I tried to call you guys last night, and nobody would answer. I mean, I was on hold for a while, and I just kind of gave up.
And that was A-N-D-R-I?
No, A-N-D-R-E-A.
R-E-A.
My last name's W-O-O-D.
Can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected? I could give you a call.
Oh, I don't have a phone. I'm using somebody else's phone. Do you need their number? Why would you need their number when you're coming to a parking lot to pick up my car?
It's just, we just have to ask, ma'am.
You have to what?
We just have to ask.
But I don't understand. Why would you need my number if you're coming to pick my car up?
Ma'am,
I could just go up and
I have to
you.
Ask questions in order to get the tow out.
Oh. So I have to have a phone number before you can come get my car, you mean?
If the number you're calling from is a good number, then I could just use it.
What? Say that again. I have to have a number before you can get my car?
If the number that you are calling from is good, I can use it to put on the file.
Oh, okay. Is it okay if I use your number? Yeah. Do you need this number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute. Give him the number.
801.
All right.
867.
Okay.
3032.
Great.
So it's 2955 North, 400 West. Lakeland,
okay.
Utah.
Give me 1 minute, ma'am. I have to gather some information in order to send the tow out.
Oh. And it's a dark green Honda Accord. It's 30 years old. It's 1990.
Do you have an address that you want to put on file? Ma'am?
Yes?
Do you have an address that you want to put on file?
Yeah. It's 2955 North, 400 West. I just told you that.
And
it's
Layton. 2955.
North, 400 West, Layton, Utah. It's right next to a Hill Air Force Base. I'm right next to the Southgate entrance. And my car's kind of parked by the office. There's an office that's right across the thing from it. It's a dark green color. And it's a Honda Accord, and it's dark green. It just needs towed down the street a mile. I'm on Hillfield Road, and Meineke's on Hillfield Road.
What's the zip code, ma'am?
Oh, it's 84041.
And that was 84104?
No, it's 84041.
And again, that was 2055 North.
No, it's 2955 North, 400 West.
2955.
And it's across the street from,
Okay, so I had it wrong. So
It's
2955.
2955 North, 400 West. It's street from Hill Air Force Base. It's a huge Air Force Base. I'm right next to the South Gate entrance. And across the
Okay.
street from that is a Pizza Hut.
Okay,
Are you coming from Ogden?
ma'am.
Yeah?
I have it pulled up.
Are you coming from Ogden?
Are you asking where I'm located?
Yes.
I'm located
Are
in
you coming from
Florida.
Davis County?
No, I'm located.
Florida? I'm in the state of Utah. How can hey,
Ma'am,
that's
this is just
crazy. Because why? Why are you so far away? I'm in
this is
the
an
state of Utah. You're
insurance.
clear back east of
This is
Florida.
an insurance for towing, ma'am. I could send a tow still.
Because why? You think you'd be here in the state of Utah where I'm at. I thought you're either Salt Lake City or Ogden. So how come you're so far away? Because you work for Meineke?
Yes. I'm a
Oh.
call representative.
Oh. Calling center?
Yes.
Oh. You seem so far away.
Yes, ma'am. What's the year and make of the vehicle?
It's a Honda Accord and it's dark green color. It's 1990.
1990. You said dark green. Okay, what seems to be the problem for the tow?
What? It just needs to be towed down the street. It needs to be towed to Meineke's shop. It's like a mile away from my apartment.
Okay, ma'am, I will need the reason for the tow.
Oh, because it's got a hole in the exhaust system. I can't drive it like that. And they fixed it like 2 years ago and it's got the same problem again, so it's their fault. They should be fixing it for free. I spent almost $600 on it 2 years ago. Had a huge hole that was dragging right on the street, and then they put a new pipe in and weld the front and the back. I put a hole in the exhaust system in, and now it's broke again. There's a big hole underneath the car again. I haven't driven it for 2 months. It's just sitting across from the office where I live. So how long will you be here? Like in a half an hour?
We do ETA times for 2 hours or less.
What? You won't be here for
Will the vehicle shift out of park, ma'am?
what? No, I mean you won't be here where I'm at for 2 hours?
Ma'am, we just do ETA times for 2 hours or less. You could get a driver within 45 minutes. It just depends on the provider.
Oh, so well, how will I know? Do I need to call you back?
No, ma'am. They will send a text message to the number that you provided me.
What? I can't understand what you mean. So why it's gonna be for an hour and a half?
Ma'am, when we set up the
Yes.
tow, we do a 2 hour ETA or less. Whichever
What does
provider,
that what does ETA mean?
the time, ma'am.
Oh, so I've got to wait 2 hours before you get here?
It depends on the provider. The provider that
Oh.
accepts the tow.
What? So can you give me another number and then I can call them? How will I know how long it's going to take to get here?
Ma'am, I
So
will let you know.
it's 10:15 Utah time, so they won't be here till 12:30. What time do you have where you're at? You must be 2 or 3 hours ahead of me. So where you're at must be 1 o'clock p.m. Three
No,
hours
ma'am.
ahead of me.
Okay, so listen, ma'am.
So it's 10 o'clock Utah time. What time do you have where you're at? Is it 1 o'clock where you live or 2 p.m.?
No, ma'am, it's 11.
No, what?
It's 11.
In Florida, you think you'd be 4 hours ahead of me, so you're only an hour ahead of me? So it's, how could that be? You're clear in Florida. The further you're away, you should be far ahead of me in time. I thought
okay,
it'd be,
ma'am.
Like,
listen.
It'd be like 1 p.m.
I work for a I'm a call representative for Monarchy. I am not located in Utah, but I could get a tow sent out into you. Sent out to Utah. We accept ETA wherever provider accepts the call or wherever provider accepts your tow for today. That's the time that we give you. We accept ETA times 2 hours or less. That's the meaning.
You
will get
tell
a
me
tow.
If you can't come here till 12 o'clock? So that's 2 hours to get here? Where are they coming from? Provo?
Ma'am, they have other
that
calls.
That sounds crazy. What?
They have other calls.
Oh, uh-huh. So I'm calling you right now. So when do you think they'll be here?
Ma'am, it depends on the ETA that they give us.
Oh, so what do you mean? I'm talking to you right now, so I need to call you back in half an hour and re-ask you this all over again?
Ma'am, do you want the vehicle towed right now?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
I do because the office is getting mad at me because I've had it sitting here so long.
Okay. So once I contact a provider, they will give me a good ETA time to where they will
what
come get
ETA
the vehicle.
What does ETA mean? What does ETA mean?
The minutes,
ma'am. Standard time. It means what?
It means how many minutes.
Oh. So, do I need to call you? It's 10:15. Do I need to call you back in 2 hours? So I have to wait 2 hours before a tow truck gets here? I've called them tons of times and they'll get here in like a half an hour. This time they're that busy, I have to wait for 2 hours?
No, ma'am.
I'm really confused. So, I'm sitting right here. So, how long do I need to wait before a tow truck comes to get to help me? Can you tell me?
Let me gather some more information, ma'am, and I can give you the correct time and how many minutes. Why are the keys for the vehicle?
They're with me right now.
Okay,
I'll hand them when the man gets here. Yeah, all it has to do is go from here down the street. I'm just a mile away from the shop.
Okay, ma'am, but I still have to gather some information.
I just can't drive it. It's got a hole in the pipe, plus
okay,
it's
ma'am,
a dead battery,
are you
too.
Located
if I could
the
drive
vehicle?
Just leave it there and then walk here, I guess, but I can't. It's got a dead battery plus that.
Okay,
it's been sitting here for 2 months.
Why are you currently with the vehicle?
You know what?
Where are you with the vehicle?
In my apartment.
Okay.
I'm in an apartment complex and there's an office and it's across the thing from the, it's sitting in the parking lot.
Okay, which location will you be taking the, okay.
Oh my God, I just told you that 10 times. I'm sitting here at an apartment building, and where it needs to go is down the street. It's just a mile away down the street. It's called Meineke Shop.
Okay, ma'am. I will be reaching out to a provider.
I'm just exactly a mile away from where it needs to go.
I will be reaching out to a provider now, and I'll give you a call back with the ETA time. Thank you for calling National Roadside Assistance. You have a great day.
Wait a minute. You're talking so fast. They'll call me back in a few minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're just talking so fast. I haven't had any sleep. I can't pay attention.